You may ask, why do 100 enemies with 100 swords pursue one poor poet? Because they know this poet is a friend of Cyrano de Bergerac.
Okay, so it's not exactly like Pinocchio.
You should have caught on, DJ, when she said the Elephant Man was like Dumbo. What is Aunt Jackie on?
No, you're drooling on me.
Roseanne, I gotta go.
No, Dan, this is Jackie's big night. We gotta sit here and watch the play and then go backstage and tell her it didn't stink.
I'm sick. I got the flu.
Oh, me too.
Cut it out. Well, you do feel kind of warm.
Yeah, can we please go? I need to be sick in my own bathroom.
Well, Jackie's part's coming up now, and she went to a lot of time and trouble to make sure her character was special. We'll just watch her part, and then we'll go.
Even Elvis got to die in his own bathroom.
Gods, command the muse to mold my lyric.
Tureen of beef.
That's it, let's go.
Sick.
I was there, Dan.
I'm sorry about the rug.
That's okay. You lay down. I'm gonna go get you some soup.
Oh, this is the itchy blanket.
She's 39 years old. He gets a little flu and he acts like a total baby.
What's that, honey?
I said 39 years old. He gets a little flu and he acts just like a baby.
Oh, okay. Roseanne?
Yes?
Put an ice cube in it so I can eat it right away.
You bet, honey. It's in there. It's melting. Oh, yeah, it's almost gone. It'll be real cool for you now.
Oh, Roseanne, yeah? I can't find the remote control.
It's right there.
Put it on channel 2 for me. On channel 3. 4. Okay, back to 2. No.
You know what, Dan? I'm going to click it one more time, and whatever's on, you're going to watch it. There, hee-haw in Spanish. It's your lucky day. All right, here you go. Here's your soup. What?
Well, you have more noodles than I do.
I do not.
Yes, you do. You've just given me chicken water.
All right, here.
No, I have too many noodles.
Stay sick, Dan, because as soon as you're well, I'm going to kill you.
Okay, here it is.
Oh, good work, Deej. Give me your handbook and I'll sign it off.
What's going on?
This is his last requirement for his woodchuck badge. He needed to make something out of wood. And he did.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah. I wonder what it is.
Hey, that woodchuck thing's tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you can't go.
Well, I've got to go.
The reviews are in.
Uh-oh.
What?
Too many noodles.
Well, lift up the lid this time.
So, last night's production of Cyrano de Bergerac proves that the Lanford Community Theater Company is finally getting better. It's a rave.
Darlene, come here. Look at this. Here. Read.
Shirley Fisk, proprietor of Cheryl's Nail Hut, turned in a must-see performance as Roxanne.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Skip down to this part where I circled.
The ensemble
That's
was...
That's me.
The ensemble was less confused this time around.
Less confused. That's great, huh?
Well, look at this, would you? They're putting in a Dairy Queen right next to the bank. That'll be handy.
Can you be a little more excited for me?
I am. I'm excited, I swear. When you said tureen of beef, I got totally hungry.
Roseanne?
What?
Roseanne?
I said what?
What?
Darlene, go see what he wants.
Dad, what do you want?
What?
Go in there.
I hate sick people.
Hey, what time is it? I gotta get to work by 1.
Whoa. Work? You didn't tell me you had a job.
Yeah, I'm working down at the theater, answering phones, you know, taking reservations and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are they paying you?
Nothing.
It's an interesting career choice.
I'm part of the theater, Roseanne. I'm helping out.
Well, do the other actors help out?
When they can, yeah. They all have jobs.
You just don't get it, do you?
He wants soup. Well, I would just save him the time and pour it down the toilet.
Hello. Yeah, just a minute.
It's Steven Spielberg. He saw your play last night and he wants to fly you out to Hollywood so you can answer his phone.
Funny, very funny.
It's Lou, your stage manager.
Lou? Hi! Hey, did you see the review? Less confused. Yeah. Huh? Oh. Yep. Okay. Sure. All right. Great. Bye-bye. Shirley Fisk has the flu.
So?
So I'm the understudy. I have to go on tonight. I have to do Roxanne.
Well, who's going to do tureen of beef?
I'm in trouble, Roseanne. I didn't think she was going to get sick. She never misses a show. I didn't really bother to learn the whole part.
What?
Well, I mean, I know a little bit. I know what happens, kind of.
I don't believe you, Jackie. You better call the guy up and tell him that you can't do it.
I can't do that. I'm the understudy. I'm their last resort.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I should go buy the play.
Okay, so that what's his name, Cyrano, he goes, caller. And then that Christian, he goes, Roxanne, and then you go...
I know this. Don't tell me. Okay, tell me.
You guys have been rehearsing this play for a whole month. Have you ever even watched it?
I wasn't in this scene. I didn't care what happened in the rest of the play.
Roseanne, I got bad things coming out of every part of my body.
Oh, you poor baby. Is there anything I can do to make you feel better without actually having to touch you?
I need some post-nasal drip medicine.
Oh, we don't have any of that, Dan.
I'm dripping.
Dan, I'm working on a
Can you give me a minute?
No!
I swear, the very next one of you is the wine is gonna get creamed. Dan, please help her out with her lines. I'll make you some tea.
All right, where were you?
Where?
Christian goes, it's Christian.
It's Christian.
And if it is, so?
My juris rocks.
I'm never gonna learn this scene. I'm gonna be humiliated in front of the whole town.
Jackie, you've learned the whole rest of the play. Why are you having so much trouble with this
it's
one scene?
It's too much pressure. Everything happens in this one scene. There's too much going on. First Christian's talking, and then Cyrano's talking to Christian. And then Christian is pretending to be Cyrano.
Oh, never mind about me. I'll be fine.
Ready.
Oh, no, your scout thing. I forgot. Okay, go on out in the car. I'll get dressed and I'll meet you out there.
Hurry up.
You can't go out, Dan.
Roseanne, there's no way I'm going to miss this. He's my son. I've got to be there.
I'll take him.
Okay.
What? No, wait a minute. No, you can't go. This play starts in 2 hours. Well, I need your help or I'm going to flop.
Jackie, the DJ made some wood thing and they're giving him a medal.
But I was counting on you.
Well, get somebody else in the play to help
you. I can't do that. Then they'll know I didn't memorize the lines.
Bye.
I can't believe this. You're dumping me for some stupid merit badge?
That stupid merit badge is the most important thing in my son's life
right
now.
Well, this is the most important thing in my life. If you were any kind of sister, you wouldn't run out on me now.
If I was any kind of sister, I already would have told you that this whole theater thing is getting way out of hand.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, everybody else just has it as a hobby, but you're turning it into a career, you know, just because you've got nothing else going on.
Oh, that's what you think.
Ever since you quit the forest, you've just been hanging out, Jackie. Oh, sure, you're not hanging out the Lobo. Now it's the theater, but it's still just hanging out.
Okay, fine. Sure, fine. Thanks for being there for me, Roseanne.
Shut up, Dan.
You've scrambled the eggs too hard, Becky.
A minute ago, he said they were too loose.
Yeah, well, now they're too chewy and they make his little face hurt.
Well, hey, that's it. I'm not cooking for him anymore. If he wants to eat, he can lick the Vapo rub off his chest.
Hey, girls, your brother's a chipmunk.
Woodchuck.
Whatever. Where's your dad? How's he doing? Oh,
he is driving us crazy.
Does my tongue look funny to you?
Oh, gross!
Well, well, it lives.
Yeah, I feel a little better.
How come you're driving the girls crazy?
Kicks.
Did Jackie call?
No.
Jeez.
She's a big girl.
I know. You know, I was thinking. Of course, what I said to her was true, you know, but maybe I was a tad insensitive.
How unlike you.
Maybe I ought to just back off and let her live her own life.
Christian.
Cyrano.
And what is this urgency?
She read the letters. She wants to see me.
Ah, that is good.
But she thinks they are my words.
Is that not what you want?
Is someone calling?
I must find a way to make her love me.
Is someone calling? Is someone calling?
Relax, you're doing great.
You think so, Lou?
Well, you're no Shirley Fisk.
Yeah, well, who is?
Not you.
Stand beneath the balcony whilst I stand behind the tree and whisper the words for you to woo her, call her forth.
Roxanne. Roxanne!
Call her forth louder.
Roxanne!
is someone calling. Someone calling.
Roxanne!
Jackie. Someone's calling.
Oh, God, Lou! Okay, yeah. Okay!
Roxanne!
She comes out not.
Mayhaps we are at the wrong balcony.
I don't think so.
Are you from France originally?
Is someone calling?
What shall I say?
Hear what I say and repeat it. My words before could not express.
My words before could not express.
But my heart truly feels.
But my heart truly feels.
I can see that you love me no longer.
My father, the Duke, is calling. Be right back.
I can see that you love me no longer.
We had an argument. We'll work it out. I'm in a play.
That is the line, Jackie.
Oh, no, it's no use. Roseanne?
No, you go on out there and I'll feed you your lines.
No, we can't do that.
Why not? They're doing it.
Oh, the Big Dipper.
I can see that you love me no longer.
Oh, you gods.
Oh, you gods.
See how I love.
See how I love.
More than words can say.
More than words can say.
Why are your words?
Why are your words?
So halting.
Halting.
How shall I explain?
I shall speak for you.
Good.
Each word struggles through the dark, seeking your light.
If that were true.
If that were true.
My own words.
My own words.
Would struggle like yours.
Would struggle like yours. It seems to me that your words come more easily than they did before.
That's right.
I know.
But I have never spoken with my true heart before.
Why not?
Because I have never spoken to your heart before. I love you.
Christian!
Oh. You do tremble like a leaf.
Yes, I tremble. I tremble with love, for you have made me love you.
That's right.
Give me a kiss.
Now I could die, but for one thing, a kiss.
Come then, it awaits you.
Go, climb.
A kiss, sweet as nectar. Come claim your prize.
Roxanne.
Hey, Lou, is that guy single?
Excuse me, Roseanne, I need the table.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Jackie was good tonight, wasn't she?
Yeah, well, the important thing is she fit the costume.
Hey, Phil, good job tonight.
Hey, thanks, Roseanne.
Jackie did good, don't you think?
Well, I gotta tell you, I've been doing community theater for 14 years now, and, no.
Well, she remembered most of her lines.
Yeah, that she did. I'll see you.
Okay, have a nice night.
I said no, Al!
Come on, are you gonna stand there and tell me you didn't feel something special going on between us tonight?
I was playing a part. I was acting.
Come on, you're not that good of an actor.
Good night, Al.
Good night, Roxanne.
What you got?
What a doof.
Jackie, you were great.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, yes, you were.
Everybody was leaving during my curtain call.
Well, sure, because it's snowing outside, you know, and they want to get home.
Shirley got roses. I didn't get roses.
Well, that was opening night, and you only get roses on opening night.
So you're just saying that, Roseanne. You're just trying not to make me feel bad.
Oh, Jackie, have some confidence, okay? God, you're pathetic.
You know, you were right before. I haven't done anything really since I quit the force.
Well, you got the right to take your time and figure out what it is you really want to do.
I've had plenty of time.
I know.
It's just that I was really proud of being a cop, you know, so.
I know that.
I don't want to do just anything.
Well, you'll find something, Jackie. Trust me. You got a lot of potential.
Yeah.
You're going to find the right thing. You'll see.
So you really thought I was good, huh?
I couldn't believe it. I thought you were great.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Roxanne in my part.
I don't know. She, dumps the really cool guy with the big nose for the moron with the cute butt. That's right up your alley.
Want to watch some TV?
No.
Why don't you make yourself some soup? You'll feel better.
No.
Can I go bowling?
No.
You just want me to sit here and watch you be sick?
You're damn right.
Read that.
The Elgin Bulletin?
Yeah, some guy from out of town came in, reviewed the show. He sent that to the theater. It's right there.
Cyrano stinks?
That's the good part.
Is it illegal to yell yuck in a crowded theater? Last night, this reporter considered it.
Get down to where it mentions my name.
Lured by the promise of a masterful performance from regional legend Shirley Fisk, we were at first disappointed to find Jacqueline Harris in the role of Roxanne. But disappointment waned as our minds began to wander.
This guy's a moron.
Just keep reading, Dan.
Let's just hope Miss Harris has enough sense not to quit her day job.
See, he doesn't even know what he's talking about. I mean, you don't even have a day job.
I must find a way to make her love me. Now.
And how about the tea? How about the tea? How about the tea?
Bless you.
And how am I to teach you now? What?
Ouch, ouch.
Oh, God.
I shall die.
Oh, yes. Stand here beneath her balcony whilst I stand behind the tree and whisper the words for you to woo her.
Roxanne!
Is someone call? Is someone call?
A choking of her love.